أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله الذي أرسل الرياح فتثير سحابا فسقناه إلى بلد ميت فأحيينا به الأرض بعد موتها كذلك النشور. من كان يريد العزة فلله العزة جميعا. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats that had passed, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala warned us, made us reflect about the two challenges that we will have in this journey that is called life. One is that we should not be deceived by this material world, and the great deceiver that is Shaitan should not deceive us, and the greatest deviation of a person will be that when he does wrong, it is made to seem right to him. He is disobedient to Allah, and in his mind he finds reason to believe that it is correct and it is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then such a person is going to go into greater deviation and will be wayward from the sirat mustaqim and the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been speaking about the Qudrat and the might of Allah from the beginning of the surah. And here again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about His power, His Qudrat, and also a very great ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But here there is a lesson for us to draw. Wallahu alladhi arsala riyah. It is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala who sends the winds, those winds that move the clouds, those winds that also signal rain. And hence, that wind is only the doings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no technology that is available to create wind. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved us as the sole right of Allah Rabbul Izzat. He will send the winds whenever He wishes. He will send the winds as much as He wants to. The force and the fierceness of the winds is only determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man cannot determine it. The direction of the wind is again only the choice of Allah. Man has absolutely no choice in the direction of wind. And then Allah says, فَتُثِيرُ sahaba. Then these winds lift up the clouds, and hence those clouds are taken to different places where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to station them. And again, we have no choice. We cannot decide that a cloud should stop over our locality now and rain should come, and tomorrow we are having a function, so that cloud must be pushed away to some other place and he can come back the next day. That is not the choice of man. That is the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have absolutely no hand in it whatsoever. فَسُقَنَاهُ إِلَىٰ بَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ. And then we cause the waters to come down and we water the dead land. And again, that is the choice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The clouds can hover and loom over our heads, and it can be looking black and thick, and there seems to be a lot of rain in it. But if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires, Allah ta'ala just causes a slight wind, it drives those clouds away, or those clouds would loom for a while, and absolutely no rain comes down. All that is in the Qudrat and the power and the might and the choice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Before that, the land was dusty, and only dust would come up from the land. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down these rains, then Allah says, we liven through these waters and these rains the land that had been dead, and after its death we bring it back to life again. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us this complete cycle, that is only the doings of Allah. And no insan, no human, no technology has any hand in it whatsoever. كَذَلِكَ النُّشُورِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and that is how the resurrection takes place. That is how we will all be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. That whilst we were alive on this earth, we walked around and we moved around. A time comes that we leave this world, then we are all bundled up and we are put into a qabr. And then after that, the bodies begin to disintegrate, and there is absolutely no sign of human life once again in that qabr. And then from there, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings us back to life. Now how that seed had been hidden under the ground, and then how we suddenly see some crop comes up, some blade of grass comes up, like that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, the nushur will take place, the resurrection will take place. Now in one hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wishes that man has to stand up on the day of Qiyamah, then from the arsh azim of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a rain will drop, a very light rain. And that rain begins to drop onto the qabrs, and then from there, man will begin to stand up. Now that rain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down, and that rain that hits that qabr will make a human being stand out and stand up from that qabr. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that in this world, when that rain goes into the ground and then that seed begins to give out its crop and that crop comes up from the land, كَذَلِكَ النُّشُورِ, and similar is that nushur in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this is absolutely simple. All this is absolutely easy. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةِ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. There is one thing that we always mistaken about, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrects that perspective. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about absolute izzat, absolute honor, dignity, respect, and all that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people of this world cannot give us honor, they cannot give us dignity, they cannot give us respect. That honor, respect and dignity lies only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives honor to whomsoever Allah ta'ala desires, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disgrace whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. The people of Makkah Mukarrama and those that polytheists around it used to worship these idols, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِيَةً لِيَكُونُوا لَهُمْ عِزَّةً, that they used to take these idols, worship them, and they used to think by worshipping these idols, they will get izzat and honor and glory in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, absolute izzat belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hence Allah says, man kana yuridu al-izzah, whoever desires honor, whoever desires dignity, falillahi al-izzatu jami'a, then izzat and absolute honor and dignity belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of it, and no exclusion whatsoever. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrects that perspective, that we need to become obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. We need to worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave the honor and dignity in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And another very important aspect of it is that the real and true Izzat will be the Izzat of the day of Qiyamah. The izzat of this world sometimes, in many instances, is a superficial izzat, is a superficial honor. It lasts for a while, but the real and true izzat is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants a person tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.